If you're like us, finding a place to eat is never an easy thing to do. Whether we're in Levittown, Floral Park, New York, or traveling, I always find myself wishing I had a trusted friend I could call to tell me where to eat. The infatuation is that friend. The infatuation helps you find the right restaurant for any situation. Need a place for a first date? Trying to find a spot for your birthday that you don't want to celebrate, except you also kind of do? Maybe you're trying to find something healthy, whether it's keto, paleo, whatever. The infatuation has you covered in all of those situations and many, many more. So if you ever need a place to find a place to eat, but don't want to read through thousands of unreliable crowdsourced reviews, hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let the infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. A real person will respond and help you find a restaurant that's perfect for whatever situation you find yourself in.
All right, people, what's up?
What up? We're back live.
Welcome back. Mondays and Mike and Marty. Back in business.
Sweet. Shared mine. Sail away nitro.
That was a good one. That was good.
Oh. Best sound in the world.
It is a really, really great sound.
All right, we're going to wait for some people to join on our live. We got some awesome an awesome topic for you guys today.
Hi, Eileen.
What up, Eileen? Oh, Eileen actually messaged me something on Facebook. I did not look at it yet.
Let's do this later.
That's hilarious, actually. Okay.
That's good.
Cool.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Yeah, once you're on, say what's up. Like, love. Oh yeah. Make sure you share that too. Share our video so everyone else can see it. Oof.
There it is. So, cheers.
Cheers, brother. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim. Howdy.
Howdy to you.
Howdy.
Awesome. Thanks, Ashley. Sweet. Hit the likes, hit the loves, share it out. Let everybody on your friends and your Facebook know we're live.
Yeah.
We're talking about fasting tonight, which is a super interesting topic because
so much fun.
Fasting is amazing. It's one of my favorite things. And there are way too many myths about it. So we're here to clear everything up for you so you can do fasting the right way and you can get the actual benefits out of it. I love fasting.
Fasting's awesome. Fasting definitely became one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, absolutely.
And you just feel better doing it. And I feel that, especially if you're doing a keto lifestyle, it's definitely...
They work really well together.
They work really well
super
together.
Super synergistically.
Yes. Excuse me. Trying to get over this, like, the week before we left, I, like, started getting a, like, sinus infection.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Wednesday before we left, it was, like, it just got full-blown.
Yeah.
So I was, like, I went to the doctor and
destroyed.
Got some antibiotics, and now I have this, like, small cough that just, like, won't go away.
My allergies have been doing that to me.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I just want to get rid of it. I never get sick.
Yeah.
Like, ever. And it's just... When I do, it just...
It hits you even harder.
Yeah. Kills me. How was last week's episode?
They crushed it.
Did they?
They crushed it with Q&A. They crushed it.
Nice. I meant to... I was actually online to go on a ride. And I was like, oh, look, Mike's live. And I was like... I went on for like 2 seconds, but I was like, shit, I'm about to get on. Now I can't watch it. I was going to join up and be like, what's up, guys?
Yeah, they did a really good job on that. crushed the Q&A.
Good job, guys.
I was super impressed. I didn't expect anything less, but...
Of course, you guys always kill it. Come on.
This one's going to be even better because I see all over Facebook, Instagram, in Mission Nutrition, customers, everything, asking me about fasting and just... I hear it all the time on Facebook and Instagram. So many myths and all this stuff about all, like, different types of fasts. And I'm just like it just like...
Yeah.
We had to clear it up.
I have a question about a fast that I heard in the week that I was away. What the fuck is butter and meat?
Oh, the butter and beef fast.
The butter and beef fast. What is that?
So apparently it's you eat. I'm not sure the servings because I just didn't even care to look into it that much. But apparently you eat nothing but butter and beef for X amount of time, and that's what you do. That's your fast.
But that kind of like defeats the purpose of fasting.
It makes no sense because this is where I was kind of confused. I wanted to...
I don't know what that was.
I don't know. It threw me off. I was like, oh, what? I wanted to, like, we wanted to do our podcast on this because we wanted to clear up, like... Fasting is fasting.
Yeah.
Fasting is not eating. If you're eating, you're breaking fast.
Right.
You know? So, like, if you're eating nothing but butter and beef, that's a diet. That's not a fast.
Right.
That's not a butter and beef fast. That's a butter and beef diet.
Yeah.
Which is... honestly pretty silly because that you're not getting the nutrients you need from butter and beef.
No.
Not to mention, I can almost guarantee that 99% of the people are not using grass-fed butter.
No.
And probably 100% of the people are not using grass-fed, grass-finished, local farm-raised beef.
Right.
So you're eating store-bought beef, grain-fed, and you're using probably some sort of country crock or something with butter, you know, and... You know, that's a lot of people are misunderstanding it.
Yeah.
You know, because they think, oh, beef and butter fast. There's nothing that says anything about grass-fed beef or grass-finished beef or grass-fed butter. Or this, it's just like butter and beef, which can be taken in so many different ways.
It's a diet.
It's a diet.
It's a new, it's a new fad diet.
It's not a fast. Same thing with the other one that I heard, the egg fast.
Okay.
Again, it's...
Where you only eat eggs?
You only eat eggs for X amount of food. But again, it's not a fast.
Yeah.
It's just a diet consisting of nothing but eggs. Which, again, you're not getting the nutrients your body needs. So, at that point, you're pretty much just putting yourself in a severe caloric deficit. And that's maybe why you could be losing short-term weight. But that's never going to stick. Because once you start eating something other than beef and butter or eggs again, you're probably going to gain it back. Because you're shocking your body in such a weird way.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to live off just eggs. You're not supposed to live off just beef and butter.
Right.
Even short term, it's not healthy.
No.
Now, if you're going to fast, fast. Right? We're going to be diving into the right ways of doing it or the ideal ways of doing it. You know, what's right, what is not right for you, what's right for me is different from someone else. But, we wanted to clear up that type of things, those types of things, because we can go online and make the coffee fast. You know?
Oh, you only drink coffee?
I literally just made that up off the top of my head. And honestly, I would probably try it because I love coffee.
You would do that?
I would try
you
it.
Would.
Yeah, I would. I'd be a sucker.
You're sort of on a coffee fast.
Yeah, it's pretty much a coffee fast. When I intermittent fast, it's pretty much a coffee fast.
Yes.
But, you know, we could go on and make the, you know, the cupcake fast. And you know how many people are going to believe us and... try it and be like, oh my god, the cupcake fast is so cool.
Guys, don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
We're kidding. Don't go out and just eat only cupcakes.
Yes. So, like, same thing goes for eggs and beef and butter. Like, some random person made that up thinking they knew what they were talking about.
Yeah.
And now it's like becoming this thing.
I'm really curious to know.
People on keto are like, oh, if I only eat butter and beef and this and that and eggs, and I'm just like, but that's not fasting.
No.
That's a diet. And yes, it can be kind of keto-ish, but you're not getting nearly the enough nutrients, macros, or calories to sustain life if you're eating nothing but... You know how many eggs you'd have to physically eat a day to hit a macro and caloric, like, level?
I'd say over 2 dozen.
Probably, if not more.
Probably 2 dozen?
You know,
and how many calories are in an egg? Like,
actually, I can see because I track all my stuff.
90 calories in an egg, maybe?
In an egg, there is, let's see, 70 calories.
So 70 calories.
This is based off of the Vital Farms pasture-raised organic eggs I buy from Whole Foods. 70 calories per egg.
So
5 grams of fat.
So that's 70 calories. So say you're eating a, 1,800 calorie diet.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right. So we're doing that. Divided by 70. Guys, you need to eat 26 eggs. 26 eggs in a day to hit an 1,800 calorie diet.
Not to mention, these are, even if they were, but they're not, most of the time, the pasture-raised organic eggs, you're buying store-bought eggs, most people,
yeah,
which are terrible for you. And even if they were pasture-raised organic eggs like I'm buying, 26 is still not something I should be consuming.
No. In a day.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Not to mention, there are, you're getting nothing but protein and fat, which can be considered keto, but that's if you're going off 26 eggs a day. So that's just unrealistic, and you're not getting any of the vitamins and nutrients that you need from vegetables and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
Mind boggling.
Yeah. It's
come
just,
on.
It's a little like...
Common sense, people. Common sense.
Yeah. It's at that point, honestly, that's really all it is common sense.
I have a lot of respect for a lot of people that do the keto lifestyle. But, guys, really?
Yeah.
Butter and meat,
yeah,
and beef?
Even if you don't know anything about nutrition, you have to know that that's not... It doesn't even sound like a good idea.
That sounds just terrible.
You know, like...
I could not eat 26 eggs in a day.
I wouldn't even want to try.
No.
That sounds terrible.
I ate 3 eggs tops.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm already like, alright, that's enough.
Yeah.
Me.
So, like, I mean, I ate 4 eggs today.
And you're probably like,
two for lunch, and two literally as you walked in,
yeah,
I was eating because I didn't get a chance to. 4 eggs today, and I'm like, okay, that's it. That's enough.
4 eggs is good.
Like, I'm content.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, even with the beef and butter, like, again, like I said, it's not good quality meat. It's not good quality grass-fed butter, and even if it was... It's not something you should be... We're not designed as humans to live off of beef and butter.
No.
Oh, like, if you think about it, like, this is how I like to think about the way I eat is how our ancestors ate or how we assume our ancestors ate. Obviously, there's really no true way of telling.
Right.
I mean, scientifically, there is, but we don't, you know. We're going based off of, you know, what we know from history. But, like, you know, our ancestors were pretty much keto and paleo the whole time because they had nothing... If they didn't go and... You know, if they didn't hunt it and kill it and eat it.
Right.
Or if they didn't, you know, pick it off of a bush.
Well, that's all they had.
That's all they had. Not to mention, they were going periods of time of fasting because there were periods of time where in the winter, what are you going to grow in the winter?
Nothing.
Berries and plants die in the winter. They didn't have access to fruit and vegetables and nuts and seeds in the winter.
Greenhouses.
Yeah.
Like, grow stuff and...
You know, they had,
stuff.
Even in the winter, like, the animals go into hibernation.
Yeah.
They went fasting for probably weeks before they were able to find whatever animal they hunted to catch it, kill it, and eat it, you know? And then they had to wait until spring and summer to eat fresh vegetables, fruits, and seeds, and nuts, or whatever they had. You know, so they were going periods of time with fasting. So, and, you know, and if you look at how our ancestors were, you know, portrayed in, like, in history, none of them were overweight.
No.
Right?
They were,
you know,
like,
they don't show cavemen overweight. They were ripped up because they were doing exercise too, you know, like if you...
They were
hiking,
and
not to mention they were sprinting after these fast, you know, athletic endurance animals.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, at that point, it's like you had to give it all the exercise you had because it was either that or you and your family didn't eat for the night.
Right.
You know, so it's like, and this is all like what's portrayed, but I mean, like, if you think about it, what else would there be?
There is nothing else.
You know, so like...
They didn't have a Whole Foods.
Yeah, and they definitely weren't living off of eggs and beef and butter.
No.
You know, it's like, they lived off of, you know, what they had at that point, but now we have access to so much stuff that it's absurd to me that people think it's a good idea to to do an egg fast or a beef and butter fast. And it just doesn't make any nutritional sense.
Like, if you
want to
do a beef and butter or egg fast for, like, 2 days?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great.
Not to mention, after even 2 days, you're going to be so... The sight or smell of eggs or beef and butter is going to make you so sick, you're not going to want to even touch the stuff.
Yeah. It's just... I saw it all over my Facebook feed whenever I checked it. And I was like, oh, day two of bacon and butter, or beef and butter. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that looks horrible.
Yeah, it's...
I'm like, and that's not, as we said before, it's not a fast. That's just a new diet that someone made up in probably the keto community. And yeah, I don't know who you are that made it, but people bought into it and now they're following it. You know, it's...
Yeah, it's a little silly.
Yeah. Very, very silly.
So if you are one to do the beef and butter fast or the egg fast, this is a message for you. Please stop.
Don't do it.
There are so many different and better ways to go about a fast. And we're going to kind of explain them today because Marty and I both fast properly, which is why it works. You know, that you saw the picture that I posted?
Yeah.
That was literally from fasting. Like, yes, I was back on strict keto, but realistically, even before that, when I was doing my low-carb paleo like I do in the winter and fall, my carbs really didn't go past, like, 60 or 70 a day anyway.
Okay.
So if I were to test my blood, I was probably still in a light state of ketosis.
Nice.
So, you know, that the 4 days back on strict keto was probably not what got me shredded up
right.
in 5 days.
Yeah.
It was the fact that I did a 16 and 8 intermittent fast for the 5 days.
Yeah.
I think that's what really did me in. And I was drinking the exogenous ketones during my fast.
Which helped.
Which is awesome.
Big time. Yeah, I just...
Hey, Nadine.
Today was my day one back after my vacation and just being on and off of keto, low carb, high shitty food. So
high shitty food.
I'm back on the fasting wagon.
Awesome.
I'm back on the keto wagon again, guys. So let's hope. Got big goals ahead.
Yeah.
Got big goals.
Absolutely.
Plus, the summer's around the corner, so
yeah.
I gotta drop some of the winter pounds that I've put on this year.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for looking good for the summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be cool.
So, let's talk fasting.
Yes.
Real fasting.
Real fasting.
Real fasting.
Coffee fasting.
Speaking of coffee, which is has nothing to do with fasting, did you hear about coffee enemas?
No.
Yeah. Dr. Axe is like a big...
Love it already.
Big proponent of it. And basically you go to these like clinics and they basically shoot coffee up your butt. And
I would try that.
Nope. Wouldn't do it.
It's really weird.
It sounds terrible.
But I probably would.
Yeah. Apparently it just cleans you out.
Huh.
Yeah. Mind-blowing.
Dr. Axe would find something.
He would do something like that. He would do something like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. No. No. No.
I'm sad.
Sorry, Chris and Ant. Mike's not coming to work tomorrow.
I'm getting coffee shot on my ass. I'll come back a new man. That's odd.
Yes. Yeah.
That's odd. I'm sure there's science behind it, but that's just...
I'm sure there is,
I'd rather just drink my coffee.
I'm not gonna... Yeah, I'd rather take it in my mouth.
Yeah, I'd rather drink my coffee.
We're children.
Yeah.
We're children.
Big children.
We're children.
Damn, that's strange. I'm gonna research that.
You are.
When we're done, I'm gonna research that. I'm gonna ask Dr. Axe what the hell this is about.
Guys, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. I don't know if it's hot coffee. It could be cold brew.
I hope it's nitro.
It could be cold brew. It could be nitro.
I hope it's not hot. It
could be iced coffee. Hazelnut, maybe. You probably get a
little bit of stevia.
Yeah.
Some MCT.
Maybe it's a bulletproof coffee.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to research this.
Kim, I really hope it's not hot coffee. you, though.
Yeah, I really
that would be
that's
oof.
Not, yeah.
All right. Back to fasting.
Back to fasting.
Back to fasting. There's a couple ways you can fast.
Yeah.
There's the traditional fasting, which is the 16-8 fast, which is the most common fast.
Yeah.
Where you set a window of 16 hours where you don't eat, basically, and you take in liquids, really, only.
Yeah.
With very, I mean, for me, for my fasting, I actually like taking Bulletproof coffee in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Even though you're technically not supposed to take in calories during the fast, but that's what works for me, at least, when I fast. but then there's an 8-hour feeding window.
Yeah.
So for me, it was, I stopped eating last night at 10 o'clock, and then my first meal today was at 2 o'clock, and I had my lunch, and I just had dinner before I came here, and basically my last, like, bite of food can be at 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
So, which works, because, I mean, I'm going to go to bed at 10, and I cannot eat until 2 o'clock, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what I do.
Yeah.
I do a 15-9, actually.
Okay.
Just because of the way my schedule is.
Yeah.
So I do, same thing, I stop eating at 10.
Okay.
Like my last meal, like my last bite of food is usually like at 10.
Okay.
Because I sometimes I get home from work late.
Yeah.
I'm much more productive at night, so sometimes I'll stay up a little bit later to get stuff done. So I make it realistic. I would like to stop eating at 9, but that's, for me, just unrealistic, because sometimes I don't even get out of mission until 9.
Of course.
So I stop by eating at 10.
You based
around
your schedule.
Exactly. No later than 10, and then I don't eat until 1 the next day.
Okay.
So I do a 15-9.
That's good.
And then I eat my food within 1 to 10.
I like that schedule.
You know?
Actually,
yeah.
I like
that
schedule.
That works for me. I feel great. You know, during my fast, too, I drink the exogenous ketones by Ketology, which, same thing, technically there's 40 calories in a serving.
Right.
So technically I am breaking a fast, but drinking exogenous ketones during your fast not only helps fight your hunger, so it makes it way easier to go until 1,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to help with fat burning. Drinking the ketones in a fasted state is literally boosting you like superpower into ketosis, and I mean, they taste really good.
They do.
It's 10.
It's the ones that we had a couple weeks ago. Those
fantastic. The pineapple. We finally got those in.
Those were
really
good.
10 grams of BHB.
Okay.
Which is pretty high.
Yeah.
2 billion probiotics. No artificial sweeteners or anything. And there's 30 servings.
Nice.
Which it's like,
that's pretty big.
$65.
It's not bad.
Which is really, really cool.
$2
like
a serving, basically.
Yeah. You know, I think the Keto OS is cool. But it's like, it's stupid expensive. It's like, I think it's like $130
really
for like 2 weeks.
Expensive.
You know? And it's like, they're good, but honestly no reason they should be that expensive. You know?
Yeah,
unless you're getting them from someone that's like giving you a good price. I know there's a lot of like people that sell them and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they work out pricing, but this is the one that I use. I can't use Keto OS because they use erythritol, so
fair enough.
It destroys my stomach.
That's fair.
So, you know, I drink my exogenous ketones during my fast, and that helps me out huge.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's it. That's my, I eat from 1 to 10, and I stop at 10, and that's it. I don't, I fast.
So
I'll have black coffee, water.
Yeah,
and
I drink a ton of water.
My exogenous ketones.
I probably drank about 150 ounces of water today.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
I was peeing, like, every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But let's talk benefits of fasting, because when people talk fasting, they're like, oh my God, how can you not eat for so long or whatever? Like, how do you do that to yourself? Aren't you starving?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
And that's another thing, too. Like, we were always taught growing up, breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
It's not.
Breakfast is the least most important meal of the entire day.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, if you were to cut out one meal, it should be breakfast. Breakfast is the least most important meal of the day. Having breakfast, even a healthy keto breakfast, is still, you have to be very strategic with what you start your day with, and that's going to determine the rest of your day. That's why if you start your day with carbs and sugar, like oatmeal and fruit, you're crashing. Your glucose is depleting, and you're crashing before lunch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's when you're sitting at your desk nodding and you can't even keep your head up. That's because your glucose spiked super high and it crashed super low.
Should have saw me at Disney. We went to a breakfast buffet.
Went
ape shit at the buffet. And just like, so my biggest thing during my vacation last week was desserts.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I went ham on
all. What did you have? What was the best
thing? I ate so many.
There's this buffet in Florida that I go to every time. It's called the Golden Corral.
Thank you. Kelly, if you're watching this, yes.
What,
see?
Up?
No,
Golden
she didn't
Corral.
Know what it was. We drove by it so many times. I was like, Golden Corral, the best buffet.
I wish there
ever.
Was one here. Last time I went to Florida, I went about 3 years ago.
Okay.
I went with the girl I was with at the time. And we went to the Golden Corral. We were in Pompano Beach.
Okay, yeah.
Fort Lauderdale, Pompano
yep.
Beach.
I know the area well.
Beautiful area. So, I did... we went to Golden Corral, and we went in.
Dude,
it was so
Golden
good.
Golden Corral is the best buffet.
I had... Yeah, and it's not like cheap, shitty
no,
buffet food.
It's
like
legit.
Real,
it's an upscale
it's, yeah,
buffet.
It's like real restaurant food. Like, I was pretty impressed, because I'm picky. Like, if it's shitty food, I'll straight up walk. I'll be like, nah, like, we can't eat.
There's the Sizzler, and then there's Golden Corral.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Go to Golden Corral, guys, if it's around.
Yeah, Golden Corral is the spot. And believe it or not, it's actually super easy to stay keto because you literally go and pick your own stuff.
Right.
Like, you don't have to modify a meal. Like, I always feel bad. Like, I don't feel bad. But, like, when I go to restaurants, I'm super annoying because I know, like, okay, like, to the server, like, I'm gonna modify this,
mm-hmm.
I want this, but I don't want this, like, I always over-tip anyway, just because I know I'm super fucking annoying with it.
I do that.
But, you know, like, to uphold my lifestyle, you kind of need to.
Yeah.
But the Golden Corral, like, you literally go all different, there's a breakfast station, and this station, and that, and you go and just fill your plate with all the stuff
yes.
you want. So to stay keto, it's super easy
yes.
if you're in an area with a Golden Corral, and if you are, you're lucky, and I'm jealous. And, you know, like, if you want to just have a little indulgence meal, then it's also super easy, like, with all the stuff they
I
have.
I can do it.
No, so, like, oh, Golden Corral, so
yeah.
good.
We had,
Yeah, what were your
I
desserts?
I would say my... One of my favorite desserts that I had was at our hotel. They had their own little, like, ice cream place.
Oh, nice.
It was chocolate ice cream.
Okay.
With, like, hot, like, thick fudge. On top of that, then they threw a thick fudge chocolate chip brownie on top of that, and then crumbled Reese's Pieces.
Oh, Reese's Pieces.
On top of that.
Okay.
Holy shit, it was good.
Damn.
It was so good, and I loved every second of it.
Yeah.
And then I ate
you gotta
a lot
treat
of...
yourself when you're on vacation,
yeah.
man.
And then, but the whole crash thing is that after we had, like, the breakfast buffet, and I had, like, pastries and, like,
yeah.
cinnamon rolls that were really delicious, and but it was super hot out, and we were drinking a lot of water, but, like, around, like, 2 o'clock, me and my wife were both, like, shit, we're, like, really, really tired.
Yeah.
So I bought a giant turkey leg.
Okay.
Disney has, like, massive turkey legs, and I just started eating that, and I was like, feeling a lot better now.
Hell yeah.
I'm feeling good. And I was like, let's continue this day.
Yeah, the heat drains you too.
Can't do Golden Corral. Seen some kids putting their nasty hands in the food serving. Okay, that's fair.
Ew.
That's fair. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I wouldn't really.
That would turn me off as well.
Yeah, that would turn me off too. I get weirded out with germs and stuff.
But yeah, we drove by Golden Corral like 2 or 3 times, and I was like, what's up, Golden Corral? And every time my wife's like, what are you talking about? I was like, it's the best.
Oh, it really is. Every time I go to Florida, I seek out Golden Corral.
And there was one right by our hotel, too, and I was
that's
like,
perfect.
Shit. I was like, we should have went.
Oh.
I regret it. Sorry, babe. We should have went to Golden Corral one night.
Next time.
Yeah. But we did have some really amazing dinners, too. We ate some really, really good food.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
You have to. When you're on vacation, you have to at least, you know, I stay clean when I'm on vacation, but
no, I couldn't
really like it, you know.
It's,
you have to enjoy the
I could have stayed.
Oh yeah.
Keto at the buffet. I could have just had eggs and bacon, and you know they had like sausage, and
yeah.
I could have ate all that stuff. But I'm like, you know what? It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, you do it year round. It's like the one time you go on vacation.
Enjoy yourself.
Do it. Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Live your best life, people.
Yeah, that's it.
Live your best life.
Yeah.
I did that. And that's what I'm doing. So, some benefits, though, of fasting.
Yeah, definitely.
Which are huge.
Yeah.
Which people don't understand the reason why people fast. They think of, when they think of fasting, they automatically think you're starving yourself,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, like, so bad for you. But in reality, it's actually really, really, really good for you. And the health benefits for it,
yeah.
and it's like, it's been known to reduce your insulin levels, so especially if you have type 2 diabetes, I mean, that's huge with insulin levels, so
yeah.
I mean, that's, it's helping that big time. Your mental clarity is off the charts
mm-hmm.
for like brain health. It's really, really good for your brain health. It's also been shown to, if you're like lifting, I mean, even if you're not lifting, it's shown to increase your HGH levels.
Oh, absolutely.
So, your
hormone, well.
Yeah. So, it's like there's so many good, healthy benefits
mm-hmm.
for intermittent fasting that people don't understand and just think, oh my God, you're starving yourself, you can't eat anything. No, it has nothing to do with starving yourself
yeah.
and not eating. Has to do with all the health benefits that come with why you're fasting.
And fasting is ancient. Like
yeah.
fasting goes way back to like spiritual and religious type things. Like you, I'm not religious at all, so I don't want to go too far into it because I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to religion. But you know, I'm pretty sure like somewhere in the Bible it says something about fasting. Like, you know, there's a reason why like certain religions go through a fast.
Yep.
You know, there are certain, I don't know what religions, again, I have no clue, so don't quote me on it. I know people get weird with religion, so I'm limiting it. But, like, a lot of religions I know, I think I had a friend
Ramadan.
In high school.
Ramadan.
Yeah.
They
what
do
is, a, what religion is that, you know?
It's in the Middle Eastern.
It's not Muslim, is it?
It's Muslim.
It is Muslim.
Yes.
And they fast, I think it's, I don't know if that's the I don't know if it's Ramadan. There is one fast where they don't eat until, I believe it's sundown?
Yeah, it's Ramadan.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the
Ramadan,
okay.
they don't eat until sundown.
But see, like, that's awesome, because that's, like, just a really cool intermittent fast.
Yeah.
Like, and that's so, and they do, and a lot of times, like, back in, like, ancient, like, the reason it's spiritual and religious, it's healing.
Yes.
Like, so, one cool thing I learned a few months back when I started intermittent fasting is, you know, like, when you're bored and you just start finding shit to do?
Yep.
That's what the cells in your body do the same thing. So when the cells in your body are not digesting food and it takes a lot of energy from your body and your cells to digest food.
Yes.
Like, your body spends a lot of energy doing that. So when your body is not doing that, your cells start to get bored and they
yeah.
start to find other shit to do because they're doing nothing. So they start going around and they start helping heal things that need to be healed.
Yeah.
That's why, like, if I when I'm sick, I fast for a full 24 hours.
Okay.
The next day, I'm completely fine.
That's great.
You know, or when I start to feel sick.
Yeah.
You know, my joints, my inflammation.
Yes.
My neck pain.
It's big on inflammation.
My neck, I've had this injury for 3 years. Chiropractor, PT, massage therapy, acupuncture, all the anti-inflammatory supplements I could do, eating keto, which is anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
The last 5 days that I've been intermittent fasting, my neck has felt better than it has in a long time.
That's awesome.
But it's like my cells are like, well, his neck
mm-hmm.
hurts. Let's still try to fix
it's
his
healing.
Neck because we're not doing anything else. So let's try to do it. So that's why it's really cool for healing, you know. So you know, the benefits are just amazing.
Yeah,
they really are.
I...
Fat burning. You know, I posted a picture on Facebook the other day, like not to gloat, but to show you that.
The benefits.
No, one, I was pretty proud of a 5-day progress, which is cool.
It was really good.
That's fun.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That was really, really good.
I stepped on the scale today for the Friday. I didn't even know we had a scale in the house. I found it. And the last time I checked, I was like 160.
Nice.
I'm at like 150 right now.
Sick.
But I kept my muscle.
Yeah.
So it was like all either body fat or water weight that kind of got sucked out, which is really cool. But that was to show everybody that that's what 5 days of proper intermittent fasting can do.
Yeah.
You know? So that's you know, that was really cool. But now it's like even my energy, my workouts, everything is so focused. And
so
like,
you do get dialed in.
Yeah.
You do get dialed in.
Everything's so much sharper and focused.
Really good.
Yeah.
When you're on a good path with, if you're like really on point with everything.
Yeah.
Everything else gets so like dialed in and focused and just, yeah, you're.
Especially with like, dude, the exogenous ketones during a fast, like I feel like you're on like a high.
Yeah.
Like, you get so like. You just like
they are amazing.
Yeah,
they are really.
It's, you feel like on top of the world.
I wish I had found exogenous. I'd started taking them sooner.
Yeah.
In my like early journey, because I probably would have had even better results than I did. But exogenous ketones are amazing.
Yeah, I've tried a couple of them and I didn't like any of them besides the ones that I'm taking right now.
Yeah.
And these are the only ones that I love, and they don't mess my stomach up.
Yeah,
so I'm
the,
like, I'm
the taste
active.
Of those were really, really
They're
delicious.
Awesome.
My the only ones that I've had yours, the Cotology ones, and then I got a tub of from this company called Keto Magic. They hit me up and
cool
wanted to give me a if I wanted to try out a free tub of their ketones. And the only downfall of theirs is that. The powder, I guess they use like a specific formula to make their ketones. It smells like really bad.
Yeah.
So it's like if I get it on my fingers, like the smell
yeah.
kind of like lingers, and it does not smell good at all. And I mean the taste is eh. I kind of like to mix it up with some salsa or something or some water.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah.
And kind of give it a little bit extra taste, but. But I love taking them. They're awesome. I like to take them in the morning usually. And I've been taking them with some water and like lemon.
Okay.
So I've been actually, I started reading the Aubrey Marcus book.
I love Aubrey Marcus.
If you don't know who Aubrey Marcus is, he is the owner and founder of Onnit. And they make some really, really great products, but he just released his book called Own the Day, Own Your Life, and the book is awesome. But it's basically how to take control of your day and how you should go about it every single day.
Yeah.
And like his morning routine is like every single morning, he's like, the only thing I disagree with that he says is that you should have coffee first thing in the morning. And I'm like, come on, Aubrey. I'm like, you're killing me.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not telling you not to drink coffee, but he's like, when you wake up, he's like, have his special elixir is what he likes to call it.
Yeah.
And it's just room temperature water, lemon, and pink Himalayan sea salt.
Okay.
And I've been doing it now for like 2 weeks. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's so good. So.
I think that's awesome because if you think about it, if you're taking it day by day, that is your life. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you take control of day by day, and that does take control of your life.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I highly suggest if you guys want to read a really, like, good...
He's so smart.
...knowledgeable book. And he also doesn't, like, push Onnit products.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't need to.
You know, like, he's the founder of Onnit. So,
yeah.
But, you know, he doesn't take just Onnit supplements. He takes a ton of shit.
Yeah.
You know?
He's very, like, genuine, I feel like.
Oh, dude, he's so...
You know, like, that's why, like, Asprey's cool, but Asprey's very, like, if it's not a bulletproof product, it sucks.
Yes, yeah.
And it's like,
Aubrey
I get
supports
it, but...
people that are
yeah.
about improving their lives.
Exactly, yeah.
So if your company does awesome things and it
yeah.
promotes healthy wellness and healthy lifestyle, he's going to be all on board for you.
All right, we have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was in another keto page, and the hostess said she was going to do a 14-day fast. I thought that was pretty outrageous. Don't seem like that would be good for you. Am I wrong? If she is in here, I'm sorry. But when I went back, she made it to say 2.
Okay. Well, a 14-day fast is definitely not good for you.
Yeah.
It is definitely... I mean, if for 14 days, if all you're taking in is, like, under... let's say, under 400 calories,
yeah,
you're going to be extremely lethargic,
yeah,
and tired, and obviously that's what lethargic means.
I don't get, like, that's another thing. I don't agree with. I watched this, I don't know what show it was. My dad showed it to me on, we have the Fire Stick.
Yep.
It wasn't Netflix. It was on one of the programs. It might have just been through Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And it was a movie, like, or a show, or whatever, where they were under the supervision of physicians and nutritionists or dietitians and, or, you know, whatever, trainers. And there was this one guy, granted, he did have a lot of weight to lose. Like, I'm talking, like, he had to lose, like, 200 pounds.
Wow.
He was very overweight.
Okay.
But he fasted for 55 days with nothing but water.
I think I read that
and
somewhere.
I get it. But I just don't, and it depends on how much weight you have to lose.
Right.
Like, I can fast for 48 hours.
Right.
It would be a little brutal, but I could do it. I've done 36 before.
I've done...
But, like, someone like that, like, I get it. Like, obviously he was okay and, like, didn't pass out or anything.
I read about that.
I don't think he was exercising, which would have been stupid on his part to do.
Yeah.
But... And then he broke his fast for 2 weeks with greens juices and vegetable juices and stuff.
Okay.
And apparently
he broke it with good stuff.
Apparently he lost a decent amount of weight from it.
But 55 days is...
Yeah, that's what I'm like...
A month and a half?
And yes, it's good. He was under the supervision of physicians
right.
and nutritionists and whatnot. But I just don't know. 55... This is a long time to fast. I feel like if he just went on... keto and did intermittent fasting, he probably would have even lost more weight and been super healthy. You know, like, you can't do any physical activity on a fast like that. Even when I fast for like a 24 hours, I make it a rest day.
Right.
Or I don't go to the gym. I don't even attempt to go to the gym.
Was it called Facing the Fat?
Facing the Fat. I think it was, actually. You know
what?
Yeah. I think it was.
That is what it's called. Meet Kenny, a big man.
Kenny, Facing the Fat. I think it was on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Like the whatever channel that's named.
Yep.
Yeah, so he did 55 days, you know. But
yeah,
I mean, like,
to watch that.
Eileen, to answer your question, I first of all, doing intermittent fasting is great, but you have to do it properly.
Yes.
Even when you do a 24 to 48 hour whatever fast, it should not be done without the supervision of somebody helping you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even me, like, when I did my 36-hour fast, like, I did so much research on stuff. I educated myself.
Right.
Like, to the point where, like, the education on fast was, like, coming out of my ears. Like, I could not obtain another fact about fasting. I educated myself. And because I have my certifications and whatnot, I was kind of under the supervision of myself, which is a little bit different of a situation. But, you know... If you're just a regular person trying to do a fast for more than a day, you should be doing it under the supervision of someone who truly knows what they're talking about, just for safety reasons, you know? And I don't think whoever is trying to do that 14-day fast, you know, I don't know the story, I don't know how much weight they have to lose, I don't know if they did their research on it, I don't know if they're under the supervision of somebody, but, you know, doing it on your own can be dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not ideal. Okay. Like, this guy, Kenny, from Facing the Fat, who did a 55-day fast, he was under the supervision of many, many people. Like, physicians, nurses, physicians, dietitians, nutritionists, trainers. I mean, they all helped him through it. So, you know, again, I don't personally agree with the 55-day fast, but that's just me.
Well,
you know, if I was with a client who had to lose that much weight, I would have taken a different approach. He lost a little bit of weight. When they told us on the video how much weight he had lost from 55 days of fasting, it wasn't an impressive amount.
No.
You know, for drinking nothing but water for 55 days and only losing however much he lost, like, I forget how much it was.
It
wasn't a significant amount. I personally, I would have been disappointed, you know. And again, like, you guys know, we always preach it, losing anything. Even if it was 5 pounds, it's still 5 pounds. But, you know... My opinion, if he were to take a different approach, or if his professionals that were helping him were to take a different approach, he probably could have lost a little bit more weight, and it probably wouldn't have been as intense as fasting for 55 days with nothing but water.
Well, there's a, if you guys do want to get into fasting, there's a great app called Zero for, I don't know if it's on Android, but now it's on the iPhone, and it, you can set how many hours you want to fast for, but as Mike just said, you should do it under a physician. At the bottom of the app, which I didn't even know it said it, it says, talk to your doctor before fasting.
Yeah.
So,
and that can, is this the top one?
Yeah. It's so, it's really, really good. It gives you a little, it kind of tells you when your fast is up.
That's sick.
So, that's kind of my...
And yeah, you should always consult with somebody. You know, like, obviously, like, little disclaimer, like, we're not physicians, nor are we pretending to be. But you have to be careful, too, because if you're trying to do it, most of the time, a primary care physician is going to highly suggest against it, simply for the fact that they have no idea what it is, and they're just going to suggest something that they think would be better. So you have to be a little bit careful. You know, if you're gung-ho about fasting and you go talk to your primary care doctor, they're physicians, you know. They don't know about this stuff. They're physicians. They get taught medicine. So, you know, it's the same thing if you were to come to us and ask about, you know, a prescription drug. We can't tell you about that because we don't know about it. And we're going to suggest against it to begin with. But, you know, a lot of doctors are not going to suggest fasting because they're under the assumption that you need a balanced meal with whole grains and this and that and then off the FDA's My Plate food pyramid, whatever. So, and that's going to completely go against everything you're trying to do. So if you're going to consult with somebody, try to seek out maybe a functional medicine doctor or a holistic doctor, someone who still knows what they're talking about but understands and appreciates the natural route.
I think my longest fast, according to this, was like one day, 24 hours.
I'm going to use this app. I have no idea about it.
24 hours was my longest fast. 23 hours and 49 minutes,
sorry,
to be exact. So 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah,
after the mess.
And that was in December.
That's awesome.
So,
I like that app a lot.
But yeah, I mean, don't... If you're going to do it, do your research. Just like anything that you do that
yeah.
you want to change your health about, do your research before you start experimenting with things and see how it works for you. Like, we've been doing fasting now for a long time, so we kind of know what works for us, and Mike does 15-9, I do 16-8,
yeah.
you know, and some days I will go 20 hours without eating, and not for nothing, but most of the time when I go past my 16-hour fast, it's mostly just because I get so busy that, like, I actually don't have time to eat either.
Yeah, I've had that.
So it's like... Like, that 24-hour fast, I'm pretty sure that, like, I was doing a bunch of shit, like, during the day and the night. And,
yeah.
like, I got home at, like, 11 o'clock at night. So, I'm like, I'm just going to bed. I was like,
yeah, exactly.
I didn't get to eat lunch, so I guess I'm not going
to
eat lunch.
And you also, too, you have to listen to your body.
Yes.
Like, yesterday, right? For example, yesterday, I was at my, I don't eat until 1, it was 12. And I was helping a customer in the store. I was talking to them about keto, obviously. And I got super lightheaded, dizzy, and I was just thrown off a little bit, which is rare. It might have had something to do with the meal I ate before I went to bed the last night, whatever it is. It could have been anything. So I ate, and I broke my fast an hour early, and I felt so much better. So you have to listen to your body.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not feeling well from it, eat. Don't push it, because that's when people start to pass out from it, and that's when fasting gets a bad rap.
Yes.
Because people are doing it wrong. Even me. So what? I broke my fast an hour early. My body, for whatever reason, was calling for food. Me getting a little bit lightheaded was my body's way of saying, hey, you need to eat, we need food. Don't ask questions, just eat.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I did, and I felt so much better. So, and then today, it was 1 o'clock rolled around, my fasting time was about to break, and I was kind of just like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I took a walk to go get something, you know, I brought lunch, it was sick lunch, it was really good, actually. Walked down the block to Wild by Nature to get an avocado. I took my time, and by the time I got back, it was like 1:15, 1:30, and that's
and
what.
You're like, cool.
Yeah, I kind of just like by 8, I wasn't starving.
Yeah.
The black coffee helps. So I could have probably pushed it till 2, and I wouldn't have been like, I wasn't like ravenous, like ready to chew my arm.
Mm-hmm.
But that goes to show you that you have to listen to your body.
Yes.
And then, like
it's
I said.
The number one rule.
Yeah. And yesterday it was like, okay, you need to eat.
Right.
That
happens to me. I noticed a couple weeks ago when I was, I've been trying, I was doing, maybe it was just because I was probably starting to come down with something maybe, but there's been days that when I'm doing keto and I'm trying to fast also that I get like, I feel my blood sugar just, dropping.
Yeah.
Really low. And I'm getting, the chills. And I'm not feeling good. I was like, I probably have to fucking eat.
Yeah.
And I was like, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
At all.
Your body will always tell you what it needs.
So, yes.
Always.
So listen to your body.
That's if you eat something and it makes you feel like shit, that's your body's way of saying, hey, this is not good for me. Stop doing this. If you eat something and you feel, amazing, that's your body's way of saying, hey, we like this, keep eating it. There's a reason why if I eat pizza, I feel like garbage the next day. That's my body's way of saying, hey, dumbass, this is not what you usually put in your body. Don't do this to us again. And there's a reason why if I eat a full-on awesome keto meal, I feel on top of the world and ready to rock. That's my body's way of saying,
mm-hmm.
hey, this is great. Keep doing this.
Well, I did that on vacation. We bought the Tostitos, queso blanco cheese, and
so good.
In the past, I've had it once before, and I got, really, really sick from it.
Yeah.
And it was just, maybe it was, a year ago, and we got it, and I'm like, shit, I had a bad reaction to it one time, but I was like, maybe it was just one time, and we had it with some tacos, and and the next, day, I just didn't feel good. And the next couple of days, I felt like a nauseous feeling.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was the fucking queso again.
That's
heavy
shit, too.
Yeah, it was really heavy. So that was my body's way of saying, hey, you need to not eat this again because it's not good for you. And it's probably just full of shit, too.
Yeah.
Whatever. I ate it anyway. The tacos.
Oh, so good.
They were good. They were good tacos.
Alright, so
what are we at?
We
had an hour already?
Almost.
Shit.
You want to open it up to Q&A?
Yeah, let's do Q&A, guys.
So we got 10 shares.
Wow.
You guys are awesome. All right, so we'll open up the last 10 or so minutes to Q&A. We talked about a lot today. If you have questions, now's the time to get specific. We just kind of talked a broad topics of fasting and what to do, what not to do, myths. So now's the time to get specific. If you have questions, shoot them out there.
We got the answers.
We definitely have the answers. If you have questions, shoot them down there. Now's the time to get that like and love river going. You guys kill it with that every episode.
Let it go.
Share it. As many people as you can share it with. That's what keeps us going to make these videos for you guys. The more people that see it, the better.
Yes.
The more information we get out there, the better, the easier people will find keto and fasting and everything like that.
So a question from Kim. Do you feel like intermittent fasting benefits your digestion, and in what ways?
For me,
I'll let you answer.
For me, alright, so I have a really sensitive digestive tract and stomach, and so every time I eat, there's a lot of stuff that makes me bloated.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, maybe my body can't digest it, whatever. Since I've started intermittent fasting, I have not been bloated.
That's good.
Even with eating the normal stuff I normally eat, in the 9-hour window I eat it in, I haven't been bloated. So for me, I think intermittent fasting tremendously benefits my digestion and the way my body actually takes things, digests them, absorbs them, and puts them where they're supposed to go. So definitely for me, it helps with digestion as far as bloating. I don't get bloated anymore when I'm fasting. And that's a big, big thing for me because, one, bloating is your body's way of saying, I can't digest this.
Right.
And two, who wants to feel bloated?
No.
It's super uncomfortable. I work my ass off, and there's no reason my stomach should be sticking out. It's not a comfortable feeling. So for me, intermittent fasting definitely improves my digestion through that.
I'll echo that. It definitely helps my bloating as well.
Awesome question, by the way.
Yes. I definitely feel a lot better from it. I don't feel full either. Like, I feel satisfied when I do eat instead of, I feel that when I do fasting, my body just reacts better to eating food.
Yeah.
Regardless of what I'm eating, too. So, like, even if I do fast and I have a shitty meal, like, I do feel, like, a little bit better by being able to digest that food. But when I'm on, like, a full keto plan, I definitely feel, like, 1,000 times better just because my body's so used to that way of eating that it allows me to digest that food faster and a little bit more smoother. It's the digestion aspect of it is hands down great. Very good question, Kim. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
All right. You guys are wondering, drinking Sail Away, as always.
Sail Away Nitro.
Yep.
In a can.
Mike's good unsweetened. I got my caramel. And then on my side here, I'm drinking my daily booch.
Oh, the booch.
My master brew kombucha. Tart cherry. It's delicious. It was $2.49 at Stu Leonard's.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some more questions going. Ask whatever you guys want.
Oh, man. That feels good.
I've also been using coconut cull.
What's that?
It's a probiotic coconut yogurt.
Okay.
So it's meant to be a probiotic.
Okay.
It's $27.99, but people are like, what? Because they think it's yogurt, but it's not yogurt.
Right.
It's a supplement. You're supposed to take 2 tablespoons a night.
Okay. Bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me. You're supposed to take 2 tablespoons at night as a probiotic supplement. So
okay.
It's not a yogurt like you eat.
Right.
You know, only 2 tablespoons as a supplement.
Okay.
I've been using that. So much better. As a probiotic, it's awesome. Oh, nice.
Sarah, when can you start incorporating exercise when you're a newbie? I've been doing keto seriously for a month now, and I've read that it's not suggested to exercise at the beginning.
Wrong.
I'm going to quote him, but as Donald Trump says, wrong.
Wrong. Yeah, definitely wrong.
Exercise during keto is awesome.
I exercise fully fasted.
So do I.
Nothing but black coffee and maybe ketones in my system.
My fast, since my fast usually ends around 1 or 2, I work out every morning at like 10 o'clock, or at least I try to work out every morning at 10 o'clock, and I'm fully fasted.
Yeah.
And the most I've had in the morning was either black coffee, a bunch of water, or bulletproof coffee and a bunch of water.
Yeah.
Outside of that, there's nothing else in my body. As follow-up to your question, don't you feel dizzy? Not at all.
Yeah.
I feel like my workouts are actually even better out in a fasted state.
I perform so much better fasted.
That, I mean, to be honest with you, I would 100%, hands down, start incorporating exercise into your keto.
Yeah, especially if you've been doing it for a full month now, you know, maybe that would apply to like the first week, but even then, I really don't find it necessary to cease working out.
No.
It's not necessary. You also have to, again, listen to your body.
Yes.
You know, people push themselves during exercise more than they can handle, and that's when you start to feel dizzy and get hurt or pass out.
Yeah.
You know, listen to your body. Do only what you can handle. You know, there's a reason I'm not putting 1,000 pounds over my head doing Olympic weightlifting. I can't do that. I can't handle it. Could I if I tried? Yeah, probably. But I that's, you know, for me, I would need practice and practice. And, you know, if you're not an avid everyday exerciser and you go into the gym and try to crush an hour and a half workout,
you're going to feel a little dizzy.
Keto or not keto, you're probably not going to feel too good. So that's, you know, I would definitely start exercising and ease into it. If you're not an avid exerciser, ease into it. Do a half-hour workout. Do a little bit of weights. Do a little bit of cardio. for 2 weeks, then bump it up to an hour workout or a 45-minute workout, then an hour workout, slowly, gradually go up.
Right.
You know, don't just hop into an hour intense, you know, workout, because that's when people start to get a little, you know, dizzy or
burnt out.
Exactly.
You burn yourself out too quickly. So she also says, I'll start exercising again at the gym. I do walk an hour a day with a very active bulldog. Awesome dog, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Want to get in the weight again. You walk 2 times a day, 30 minutes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And to be honest with you, I don't see why not. To be honest with you, lifting weights is even better for you than cardio, because 100%. It's been, I mean, not that walking isn't good for you at all, because it's active lifestyle and you're doing it, but it's been shown that if you're looking to burn fat, like running doesn't actually help you at all.
No.
There's like tons of studies on that, so
yeah,
those can be looked up, but lifting weights will help you burn fat so much quicker than doing cardio.
Absolutely.
So I'm fully on board with people that want to get into the gym and lift some light weights and slowly build themselves up, especially if they're, you know, not especially, but if you're doing a keto diet, it will help you tremendously speed up the process of hitting your goals. And not to mention, it'll also help you get into ketosis faster.
100%.
So,
and Sarah, if you need help with like a fitness plan,
hit this guy up.
Feel free to message me. I can make you a little weight training program to follow.
You're welcome, Sarah. Good question, by the way.
Yeah, excellent question. And anyone else who's looking for a fitness like workout program guideline, you can feel free to message me. I don't charge any money for them. I just do them for you guys, because it's hard to walk into the gym with absolutely no idea what you're doing and get a good workout.
True.
So if you guys need like a fitness routine guideline to follow, you can feel free to message me. I actually have fun making those for people. So
I might ask you to make one for me.
I would love to.
Also for our contest winners.
Yeah.
Things are moving along. Mm-hmm. We'll have shirts soon for the guys, for everybody that won.
Yeah.
Kim, looking at you.
Kim.
And Marissa too. We have to get you your prizes still. So do not forget about you. Now that I'm back from vacation, everything will start moving along in that sense. Eileen needs one for weights, please.
Yeah, anyone who wants a weight training or exercise program made for them, feel free to just private message me and I'll get one made up for you.
Look at that, guys. I'm throwing out free workout programs for you guys.
For you guys?
Anything. Anything.
All right.
Maybe next week I'll not have a cough.
I'll probably still be sniffling because these allergies are running my life.
They're terrible.
Get the like and love river going.
Do it.
Share it out.
Do it.
We have 10 shares. I think we can get probably closer to 13 to 15.
I like it.
In the next 3 minutes as we wrap it up.
Yes.
So if you haven't shared this video, share it out. Let's try to get another couple of shares, because the more people that see us, the more we start growing, and the more and the better our videos can become for you. So make sure you guys share it out. It literally takes you 2 seconds, but it means everything to us.
Love
it. You know, also iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, YouTube. Make sure you guys are going and checking out those platforms. Subscribe on YouTube.
Yes.
Subscribe.
That is huge for us. The more people that subscribe to our YouTube page, the bigger our podcast will grow.
Exactly. YouTube is super important for us. So definitely subscribe. It means a lot to us. So also, a little quick shout out. I'm going to have Mar, you would like these guys too.
Okay.
A buddy of mine, Matthew, he runs this little, I'm not sure what it really, I know it's like a journey.
Okay.
I don't think it's a business. If it is, I apologize. It's called Monster Health and Fitness.
Okay.
So it's this guy, Matthew, super cool dude. He's into a lot of like, you know, his bio is health and wellness. Health and fitness, you know, he pretty much just likes to share his journey, you know, him and his daughter, Super cool, super cute little daughter. You know, he's a really cool, down-to-earth guy. He comes in, bullshits with us. He's into all the stuff we're into, very natural, you know. So if you guys want a cool little taste of his journey, you can go on. It's called Monster Health and Fitness on Instagram.
Sick. I'm going to follow.
Yeah, he's really cool. He's really cool. He's got a YouTube channel as well. He does some cool stuff. So you can definitely go check him out for some new perspectives. One day we might even have him on the podcast as a guest.
Sick.
Who knows?
Sick.
So definitely, definitely do that. Check him out. Let's see how many shares we got.
Also, next Sunday,
11,
is Mother's Day. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all you moms.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all you badass moms.
Happy Mother's Day to my wife as well.
Yeah.
It's a week early, but hey, you're a damn good mother.
Yeah, just from what I know of you, you're a damn good mother, so you deserve a week early and Sunday.
And I'm a lucky guy.
Right.
So
respect.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
All right.
You're welcome. It's all right, guys. Next week will be episode 12.
Yeah, we have 99% sure. We have a guest on next week.
Sick.
I'm gonna meet with her this week.
Okay.
And kind of go over what we're gonna do, but I'm. She said she was definitely down.
Okay.
So she's gonna be coming on. Her name's Brittany. She actually just liked one of my Instagram pictures.
Nice.
So let's see. Hold on.
Guys, while you're waiting, go to YouTube and subscribe to our page.
Yeah, YouTube, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
And if you're not sure how to get to our YouTube page, just go to the Mondays with Mike and Marty Facebook page that we have, which I'm sure that you're all a part of.
Yeah.
And there's a little button on there that says watch videos. It should take you directly to our YouTube page. So just make things easier. Go there, there's a little button, hit subscribe.
Alright, so her name's Brittany. She's into like holistic beauty stuff. She lives the keto lifestyle. She's very into the holistic healing. So
thank you, Kim.
Awesome. She's really cool. Her Facebook, she runs her own practice. It's called Blue Harbor Spa and Acne Center. Aesthetic and regenerative medicine, wellness and holistic beauty. So, you know, she's really cool. She does a lot of really unique stuff. So she's going to actually be on with us next Monday talking about a bunch of different topics. We're all going to kind of throw some topics off of each other. So that's going to be really cool. So that's definitely something to tune in for. So our next guest on the show, next Monday, you got to tune in.
Sick.
We're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff. And she's going to be talking about some, I'm sure, beauty tips too.
Awesome. I can do some.
Hell yeah.
I stopped shaving.
I have to shave tonight. I'm super.
I was like, before we left, I'm like, do I shave my neck? Because usually I just shave my neck and
I
shape up my lines. And I'm like, do I shave for vacation? And I'm like, I went to my wife. I was like, what do you think? I was like, shave? No? She's like, no. I'm like, fine. I was like, I'm leaving it. So, guys, I don't know. I think I'm keeping it.
I like it.
It's going. But she said it might make me look fat, so.
Just
made my face look wider. Whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks for the pickup.
Thanks for the pickup.
All right, guys. We're done.
We're done.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing.
It's good
to
be back.
YouTube page. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. On that note, oh, also, this Saturday?
That's the other thing. I knew I wanted to. So this Saturday, if you're a local Long Island, even if you're not local Long Island and you're somewhat close, we're having a huge event at Mission Nutrition in Hicksville. It's 1040 South Broadway in Hicksville, Long Island. The company Nutribio, we have a great relationship with them. We sell a lot of their products. We carry almost every SKU. And they're going to be there. The owner is going to be there, or the president, CEO, whatever his title is. He's going to be there, and one of their very amazing top UFC fighters, Jimmy Rivera, is going to be there.
Fuck yeah.
I think it's what, Altera?
Yep.
So he's going to be there. They're going to be setting up tables with a huge event. They're going to be giving out a shitload of samples. So that's going to be a big event. We're having co-branded t-shirts made. So it's going to be huge. We're going to be giving out a lot of free shit. You're going to get to meet a lot of cool people, connect, network, whatever, learn. And then Wednesday the 16th, at the Mission Nutrition in Huntington, we're actually doing a big Keto 101 event. Myself and Anthony and Chris, the two owners, two brothers, owners of Mission Nutrition, us three are going to be doing our own seminar workshop. So we're going to be speaking about different keto topics, and we're going to do a Q&A. I believe we're going to be going Facebook Live for that. So even if you're not local, you still get to tune in for that, which is really cool. That too, if you're going to be in the store, we're offering a 20% off discount for the store for that one time. And we're going to be giving out a bunch of free stuff, samples, questions, anything you need. It's going to be awesome. It's Wednesday, May 16th from 7 to 9. And this Saturday, the NutriBio event is going to be Saturday, obviously, from 12 to 4.
Sick.
So, yeah.
I think I'll be at both events.
Hell yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Both of them are going to be fun. I'm super excited.
You guys go. You get to see Mike.
Yeah.
And you might get to see me. So, I mean,
it's worth the drive, even
yeah.
for the keto thing and the NutriBio thing.
Yes.
We have people coming from Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut.
Yeah. That's going to be
good. It's their events to not miss.
That's, yeah. You got the Mission Nutrition events are
yeah.
the best events to go to if you want anything for keto or
yeah.
whatever. They do it right, guys. So, go.
Take go.
And I don't get anything out of it except supporting awesome people.
Yeah.
So, all right, peeps. See ya.
Peace.